Welcome. This afternoon we have undertaken a very important topic, one that requires serious reflection and attention. As the museum has been hosting the exhibits on slavery, but a question we have to ask today, is there a continuation of slavery, but perhaps under a different name? Tonight, our presentations will be brief because we'd like to allow enough time for discussion on the subject. But in this first part, I would like to have us reflect a bit on the theme of from the auction blocks to the prisons. From the auction blocks to the prisons. The history of the transatlantic slave trade would allow us to understand that long before 1482, when the Portuguese began the enslavement of Africans, perhaps for at least 500 years before that, in East Africa, off the coast of Tanzania, in Zanzibar, the Arabs have been enslaving Africans for at least perhaps 500 years before that. There are some important documentations on that slave trade offered to us by UNESCO. In addition, that trade with the Arabs moved along all the way over to West Africa, up into Northern Africa, and subsequently in 1482, the Portuguese would embark on a partnership that would transform the history of humanity. Later on in 1492, Christopher Columbus, I am from Jamaica, we sometimes refer to him as Christopher Colon or Christopher Cumbosos, having a special relationship and agreement through Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain with the highest religious arbitrator at the time in the world, granting him the okay to embark on another special mission that would change the course of the history of humanity forever. The period between the 1400s and the mid to late 1800s would be one of the most decisive eras in human history, as it subsequently led to the racialization of the globe. Before this time, there is hardly anywhere where we could point to where categorically there was a category we could define called race as such, because it is a social construction. All human beings share 99.9% of the same DNA. Therefore, in that 0.01 variation, where do we come off now with this permanent fixture on racialization and now from the auction blocks of that historical moment to today having a prison population of more than 7.1 million people with a minority of the U.S. population bolstering the prison industrial complex? The goal of capitalism is to create more capital, says the capitalist. And I would venture to say that the transatlantic slave trade was not necessary. A very brilliant doctoral student by the name of W.E.B. Du Bois, who was the first to graduate from Harvard University, in a seminal dissertation, which is a book, one of the first I have seen to be published by a major Ivy League university as a student scholarship in his dissertation. You should read the book called The Suppression of the African Slave Trade to the Americas. That's essentially Du Bois's dissertation. He estimated that between 60 and 100 million Africans were removed from the west coast of Africa into the Caribbean and also into North America. There's another decisive work that helps us understand this backdrop of the prison industrial complex, and we are dealing with the imprisonment of the body, but subsequently the imprisonment of the mind, which is the most pervasive form of group domination. In the Caribbean islands, in school, we have to read a seminal book by a person who is dubbed as being the father of history of the Americas. I would venture to ask, how could someone who have written a book somewhere in the 1500s would have been the father of history of the Americas? I wonder if no one else wrote anything subsequently prior to that time. Nevertheless, Bartolomé de las Casas' work on the destruction of the Indies, we can talk about different holocausts and the dehumanization of people that subsequently make them disposable. Not all lives are valued equally in a capitalist society because the human is a commodity. To commodify a human being, you must first dehumanize not just the person, but the entire group. How does dehumanization happen? Through principally ideological control apparatus. To get that many people to conform on the plantations, we had to have a number of legitimation narratives. The Arabs had their own, the Europeans had their own. After the Protestant Reformation, there were a number of other outworkings that explained to us stories about cursed sons of Ham, all other kinds of justifications that perhaps the deity allowed, according to the Pope, this kind of dehumanization of people. Fast forwarding to the 20th century. In the Reconstruction period era of the United States, and there are certain interesting parallels of Caribbean and Latin